My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, very exciting. We are getting TJ to join us for Who Said It for the first time in weeks. So, without further ado.
Months.
Maybe. Yeah. It's plausible.
First time.
Let's get into it. This has gotten more difficult. David, selections, tough. Are we ready? Hit the button. Yes, David.
So here's what I did this week. We did not do it last week. So what I gathered is a collection of last week and this week. So you have lions, you have tigers, you have all types of things involved.
Who's eligible?
Why do you hate us?
Everyone is eligible from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Okay. So three main day parts.
Yep.
All right. Are we ready?
Sure. Anything from the past month? Is that what he said?
No.
No.
2 weeks.
All right. 2 weeks.
I really think they should trade Rip Hamilton for Kevin Garnett.
All right. All right. They will be in a very good position if they win game one because they'll have two Scooble starts to come. And right now, everything they're doing with the pitching seems to be working.
Oh, that's vague.
Sounds like anybody.
I didn't get any isms from anybody.
No tells, no catchphrases, no crutches. Kenny, you're pulling at your own beard. I take it you don't have a guess.
I have no guesses right now. David, could you one more time?
They will be in a very good position if they win game one because they'll have two Scooble starts to come. And right now, everything they're doing with the pitching seems to be working.
Gosh, that's such an obvious take, too.
I'm going to say Doug.
I kind of was leaning
only
that.
Because the whole very, like that's his word. Like they're going to be in a very good position.
Yeah. Exclamation on it. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm kind of leaning.
The only thing that leads me away from you and I is you and I both said Tigers in four. So we wouldn't have been referencing a second Scooble start. That's like the only thing I'm thinking is I don't think that would be us.
Right.
So you're saying Doug. Kenny, go ahead.
The very led me actually to Jansen, not to Doug.
Oh. Why is that?
I guess maybe I just heard it in Jansen voice. I don't know.
But isn't very kind of a big word for John?
Jeez.
Mike, give us a guess.
All right. DJ, who's your guess?
I said Karsh.
All right. Get a hell with it, Karsh. Go for it. Next.
Right,
yeah! That's tremendous work, boys. All right.
It was the very.
I told you it was too big of a word.
It was the very.
Let's go to number two.
You got three of your next four on the road against NFC playoff caliber teams. We're going to learn a lot about this team in the next month.
Whatever the clause is.
It's the Evan Jenkins rule.
Okay.
So what do you have to do to yourself, Mike?
I have to guess. I know. Yes, I know who said this. I have to sit this out.
Okay. You have to declare, kind of like Dan Skipper,
Jank.
Oh, well, if you know it, I'm guessing it's from this show. I don't assume you listen to anybody else in your free time. You always talk about how much you hate everybody.
TJ wins the day.
You're on fire right now.
Was it you? I'm going to guess Mike. I think he was really quick on that. I think I know who said it.
Well,
I'm going to guess Mike.
I think that leads me to somebody else. The other guy that he spends a lot of time with at this station, Jim Costa.
He knows his opinions.
Exactly. Mike's he knows his opinions. He's around him a lot.
I was thinking the morning show as well. I was thinking Jansen. David, one more time.
You got three of your next four on the road against NFC playoff caliber teams. We're going to learn a lot about this team in the next month.
You know what? I'm going to stick. I already got the first one, so I'm with house.
A little free roll, yeah. Right?
I'm going to go Jansen.
Just Mike knowing it right away gave me pause. You think he listens? I'd be shocked if he listens to the morning show. I know it's, you know,
no, it's probably like, Gator.
I'd be even more shocked if he listened to that show. But the fact that nobody else is picking anybody on this show is starting to give me concern.
All right. Get your guesses in.
Mine's in.
Kenny?
Yeah, I said Costa. I'm in.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, are you going? You can pick now.
I can't guess. I'm reading.
Oh, he knows it, too. Okay.
I think it's me.
All right. That was obvious. So Rico, you sit across from him.
Your handicap on this was excellent because you said it's got to be this show.
Right away, though, you were like, oh, I can't guess.
Yeah, he yells a lot.
It's a giveaway.
You go in. Yeah.
You think he's listening to Jansen in the morning? Come on.
You think he listens to
us? You overthought it.
You think he's listening to us?
I thought you would listen to him. You sit across from him.
Yeah, these are actually noise canceling. They're not real headphones.
He's got the MPI pad over there.
Right. You got it. All right, let's do one more, David.
I don't care right now. I don't care what next year looks like. I don't care. The Tigers aren't supposed to be here.
I don't cares.
I'm gonna exercise the Jenkins.
I'm gonna say that. That sounds like Gator.
I was gonna say cookies. Like people who get offended about future talk about the offseason or spending or those people are like highly defensive. Well, no, I just want to live in a dream state. That's cookies.
See, I think it's Gator. Okay. I get where you're coming from, all but right. Gator does the same thing where he just goes on these weird tangents and he just gets angry and it now goes on his list.
Here's the problem. Kenny exercising the jank rule. Your guess is suggesting he's listening to Doug and Scott.
Works the show.
But he's taking a nap out here.
He's answering the phones for them.
Hard to listen when you're splayed out on the floor.
He answers the phone and he passes it along to the guy.
I showed up one time. The phone was off the hook.
I unplugged the headset.
That's great. I'm going to pass that along to the guys.
He's rude, too. You hear it? 97 ticket. What do you want?
No, that's David. Sorry, oh, Lord, we have no tickets.
The tickets are gone, bleep.
Tickets are gone, stop, bitch! What? You were going to take your sick child? We don't have any. Sorry.
Jesus says, boy. You lose.
David, are you in on this one, or are you you gotta, okay, you can't
David
guess
can.
Either?
He knows the answers.
Oh, that's duh. It's been a while. I told you, it's been a long time since I played.
Give him a second.
It's been a long time since I played.
Gator or cookies?
Oh, man.
I'm going Gator.
I think I'm going to.
You guys go, and then I'll tell you who I think it is.
I think I'm going to go cookies. Yeah, that whole I don't care what, you know, because he's been a big proponent about, hey, we got to add bats. I think he finally hit the breaking point. I don't care what happens next year.
And Jim is so, in the moment. He's so matter of fact, it makes me sound wishy-washy.
And there was a lot of I don't cares in there either.
Yep.
So that was,
okay.
Kind of so with you. You swayed me. I'm going to go with James.
All right, I'll go cookies. He's cookies. You're Gator. Who do you think it is, Kenny?
I think it is a very angry, very yelly Jansen. I think
really?
I heard that. I could be wrong, but I think I heard that.
All right, David, who said it?
Oh.
Wow. We just swung and missed on the last one.
Yeah, it's still not bad, though. Two for three.
Ooh, David, that was a good one.
These are hard. There's no... We need like some isms in there, right? Like, wow, that's Gator. Right?
No, that,
I guess
that,
it's too. These Dave, are always like all like very obvious kind of generic like, statements.
David's like Schoolball on tough. The mound right now.
Yeah, David don't play just, around.
Give me the ball. Let's pitch again.
This is chucking heaters, man. Let's go.
All right, you got youth sports to attend.
No, I don't. I got to make a birthday dinner.
Okay, then. Good stuff.
What's on the menu?
We are having filet, some mashed potatoes, some asparagus.
Wait, whose birthday? Salads.
It is my wife's birthday today.
Ah, I thought it was one of the kids. I was like, wow.
No. No. Hot dogs and burgers. Pizza. Where do you want pizza from? All right.
All right, we're out.
Wow. All right, hey Michael. Wow.
Okay, I just got that.
I will let you know right now.
Yeah, buddy.
I will be here next week.
That's okay? Fabulous.
So all the slander you want to talk before I show up, just letting you know.
The record states this man will be here.
I will be here at 3 p.m.
Sorry, I didn't hear you, TJ. I don't know what you said. I didn't hear you.
That's who said it. Rico, take him to church.
Enjoy that dinner, TJ.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, so I want to take one segment today. We're going to get back to the Tigers and certainly want to bring up the Lions a little bit, but ALDS Game 5 is dominating the headlines as it should. But one segment on something, Rico. I want to just future-proof something. So Red Wings opened their season last night, and it's a phrase I often use when people in the office ask me how I'm doing, and I say, same bleep, new day. And it just... the Red Wings looked exactly the same from last year. Now, it's one game, but it's another game where 6 goals allowed, defense was leaky. I'd probably blame the defense on 4 of them, the goalie on 2. Bottom line, they stink. They didn't look good. And you go, all offseason, I begged you to get a goalie. Oh, the prices are too high. Stevie doesn't want to pay. We talked about the blue line. Oh, what were you going to do? Give Montour 7 years? Maybe if... the other side is another year of this. Now, it's one game. However, I looked at something before I asked Kenny, because I don't want to get yelled at by a hockey elite. Do you know the Wings' next 6 games? Are you ready for this?
Okay, go for it.
Nashville, problem. At the Rangers, distinct problem. Home for the Rangers, also distinct problem. At Nashville, problem again. At the Islanders, not a big problem, but a fringy playoff team. And then New Jersey, big problem. Why do I bring this up? Well, at the end of this 7-game rip, that's basically 10% of your schedule. And I know they'll get hot at some point this year. But the season ends the way it begins, with on paper a gauntlet. Mm-hmm. So it was one game last night, but that was Pittsburgh on a back-to-back. They didn't make a lot of moves to get tangibly better, and they dump-trucked you in your own building. The Wings better not start the season slow, or you will be begging for these games later. But I wanted Kenny's opinion. Now, Kenny was upset.
Yeah, he wasn't happy.
Yeah, I think I said some unsavory things in the group chat. Like to issue an apology for that.
That's okay.
That game hurt my feelings, especially because we were sitting there at one point. They had on one of the screens in the LCA the Tiger game going. And at one point, the Tigers had the lead, and the Red Wings had scored the first goal. They opened up the game, and I was like,
this is bliss.
All is well.
Cutscene.
Correct. And after the Tigers let you down, then you're looking and the Wings are slowly but surely. The defense has holes in it. The goaltending has holes in it. And you're thinking, what the heck is going on? And yeah, that game cannot be a window into the future. I'm looking at the next six games here. If you split, if you go 3-3, I'm thrilled.
You're fine.
I'm fine with
but
that.
But you understand.
It's a gauntlet.
If this is who you are and you open a season up 1-5-1,
unacceptable.
No, it is, because the idea is we need to get at or as close to 100 points as possible to be a real playoff team. Not hold right on to your asses and pray. A real playoff team.
You think about what a real playoff team does. They steal some of these games. They steal a game against a team like the Predators, who picked up Steven Stamkos. You steal a game against a Stanley Cup team like the Rangers. Again, yes, Juicy Soros. You steal a game.
Get juiced.
They better not get juiced, I'm telling you. They have to split. Mike, no disrespect to your Islanders. I think that's the most gettable game here.
There's none taken. The Islanders are wholly mediocre, but they're just more mediocre than you.
They're probably fighting for the playoff spot that you're fighting for. They're
correct
right there with you.
So I'm not being an alarmist. I'm just saying it was a laugher because we were angry at the offseason. And then the Steve Botts kill you. And you open up and it's same as it ever was. And then you look at the schedule and you go, okay, that has to be a blip, or you're looking at a really brutal start.
If you start off this badly, Kenny, could they make the move and just go ahead?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Cue to drop. Where's my guy from the movie?
Oh, no.
You already know where this is. You know where this is going.
Honestly, if it was like it was at the end of last season, where it looks like the team isn't trying, if that was the move that came out of it, I'd be like, you know what? At least they're showing a pulse in the
front
office.
You're looking at 1-6 after this.
Again, I'm not calling for anyone's jobs yet, okay, but Derek Lalonde is very much on the hot seat. And if he starts off poorly, I'm not against anything at all.
No, we're not doing as if they're every game. And I only did it because last night was a big night in local sports. And the Wings home opener, it was a huge crowd there. People were amped up to be there. Our own Kenny was there, and it was atrocious.
But it's a microcosm of everything we talked about this offseason. It's how did we get better defensively?
You didn't.
How did we get better in goal?
Didn't.
A little. I'm not going to argue that Talbot didn't even start that game. But my point is, it's everything we were worried about this offseason was displayed in that game.
Hey, Kenny, at what point of last night's game was this you?
The first time they went up by 3 goals, and then they Wings scored, and it was down to 2. And then the second time they went up by 3, I looked at my buddy and said, we're getting the F out of here. We're done. We're done. We left 6-7 minutes early in that game.
No, that was actually Kenny as he looked down the street and saw a car barreling towards him. Did he tell you this story?
I don't even want to get into that. You can actually see that on Odyssey's website, the hit and run outside of LCA. That was several feet from where I was standing.
Yeah,
that
almost got me. That car almost hit you.
Yes, that car almost hit me and my buddy. We had to actually full sprint to get out of the way.
So you had nothing to do with this?
No, we were literally walking back to the parking garage.
Oh, okay. I didn't know.
And that happened across the street.
Didn't know if
I thought Kenny was like making a joke, like, oh, I almost got hit by a car, and like the Red Wings game. And he's like, no, seriously. We had to like dive out of the way, like a car. And then I guess Kenny connected the dots. It ends up someone had hit someone, and they were fleeing, correct?
A fatal hit and run, yes.
Oh, my God. I thought
barreled right at us.
See, I thought maybe this was something that extended from inside the arena.
Oh, God, no. No,
Kenny and his buddies got into it with somebody, and they they are.
No, you know how I am at games. I'm pretty chill. I'm relaxed.
You are.
I have a good time. I don't mess
but
around
maybe,
like that.
But maybe that person yelled, shoot the puck, one too many times.
And I had to get him. No, honestly, that was a terrible situation. I didn't know it was that bad until I looked it up today to see if there was news about it.
Wow.
Yeah, that was wild.
How scary is that? You just walking out of an arena, he almost gets hit by a car.
We thought we were going to be making like Jeff Petrie jokes as we were walking back to the parking garage. And
right,
yeah,
you were hoping to just like do a download about the game. Cutscene: Kenny's diving out of the way of a car.
That's exactly right. It was terrifying.
Jesus,
not an ideal Red Wings game for your boy. Let's put it
okay.
That
listen,
way.
All I can guarantee you, I guarantee you this: you will have a better experience the next game you go to. Because it won't feature getting almost hit by a car.
I sure hope not, Mike. We're off to a bad start.
I can't promise you anything on the ice, but I can assure you, you will not almost get hit by a car next game.
Mo Sider gets like 2 points or 2 goals or something, and we make it back to the parking garage. Sounds good.
Yeah, it's a low bar to clear, isn't it? David, anything on the Wings, and then we're going to move. We'll get right back into football, and we'll get into the ALDS. And certainly, I'm happy to talk about the Lions. It just feels like no one's paying attention. David.
I am a hockey elite. I don't care how much offense you have or get. You will not win giving up 5 goals a game. That is from Cooper.
Well, they gave up 6.
Yeah, right. I actually hope the Wings get off to a slow start so we can get rid of this coach. He's a big part of the problem. Tony from Warren.
Can I ask this one question to the Tony of in Warren's of the world? Why is it always someone other than the guy who puts the team together? Like, I understand that you blame the manager. You blame the coach. Why? Because you can't fire a whole team. But, it, you know, look, if the, and this is one game, but if this is who they are and they aren't tangibly better on the blue line and they're not tangibly better in goal, at what point are you allowed in this town? Oh, Derek Lalonde. Who cares about Lalonde? The whole idea is the guy who put the team together, like, what coach is going to descend from the clouds and this is going to be a top 4, top 5 team in the East?
Well, this might be who they are, and if that's the case, that's absolutely on Steve, no questions. But if the team's going out there and openly tanking or not trying, at some point you have to
okay.
be like, that's a coaching problem.
But then I'm going to ask you. Now, I'm not, this is not a fight, so don't take it this way. I'm saying you had the opportunity after you saw them tank down the stretch to get rid of Derek Lalonde.
And that's
what
I was calling for.
To.
Yep, I agree completely. I was calling for that on the air with you when that was happening.
None of it adds up because it all falls on his doorstep. And nobody wants to say it. You're like you're called a bad person if you say it. It's year 6. Now, come on. I mean, even if you want me to subtract the first year, because, it was a terrible situation. Fine, it's year 5. We're not asking for a Stanley Cup. We're asking to make the playoffs.
That makes the coaching thing even more important because you're bringing up all these young players, your Johansons, your Edvinsons, your young guys. You don't want them to be under a poor coaching.
They'll all be fine once Danielson gets here. 2-4.
We'll take that.
I'm sorry I brought that up. Walleye.
248-539-9797. We're glad Kenny's okay. Hopefully the team is too. We'll see. Okay, a couple notes on the Lions. Injury report is out. David has it. Now, certainly it's more relevant for the Cowboys. The only Lion I'm interested in is Kirby Joseph. There was a little bit of an issue where he popped on the report. But other than that, Lions are pretty healthy. By NFL standards, very healthy. The Cowboys are not. DeMarcus Lawrence is on IR. Micah Parsons has not practiced this week. I know Zach Martin didn't practice yesterday, but might this be veteran Megatron rest? But David, what do you have?
Yeah, I'll start with the Lions because it's easy. Kirby Joseph was a full participant in practice today. He is going to play, no
Excellent.
Designation. The only one that's out, Mahogany. You know, that doesn't really matter. Ragnow's good. Branch is good. Here's the Dallas Cowboys. Questionable will be Deron Bland. And he was full participant Wednesday and Thursday, did not practice today. Whether that's just maintenance to get him back Sunday, we'll see. Questionable. The big ones for them, Eric Kendricks, out. And Micah Parsons, out.
Zach Martin?
No designation.
Damn
Full practice today.
Damn it.
See, I wonder with Micah Parsons, is it just the fact you don't need to practice? We know who you are.
Well, he's out.
Oh, he's out.
Yeah, he's out. His designation is out.
Oh.
He will not play on Sunday.
Okay. And the Lions only favored by 3.
Oh, it seems really weird. Look, Deron Bland is a big one. Because remember, didn't he have like 7 pick sixes last year, whatever
yes,
it was?
Did. Yes, he did.
Like, getting him back, that will help them. Their secondary has been leaky, to say the least. Their biggest issue has been stopping the run. Now, not against Pittsburgh, because Pittsburgh hasn't done a nice thing for anybody in ages. Still can't believe I stayed up till 1 in the morning to watch that dreck. But, yes, look, here's my one thing. If you're a Super Bowl team, you win the game. I'm not trying to oversimplify it. I ain't doing by, we're going to win by this. I don't care if you win by 1 or 100. Win the game. There is no excuse to go to Dallas and lose this game. And we talked about it. All right, you already had an off day. You gave away that Tampa game. Fine. Mm-hmm. Fine. But your wins don't look any good. Hate to break it to you. This is a game, if you're for real and you want to truly be in this mix for the NFC home field, you go and win. Point spread be damned. Go win the game.
Just seems like the point spread should be, but I mean, 3 points, they're missing all those people. You can run the ball. They haven't been able.
And that's key, what you just said. Run the ball on them, because losing Eric Kendricks, for those that don't understand, you just pay attention to Lions football here. Eric Kendricks, they're starting middle linebacker. He's where's the green dot for Mike Zimmer's defense? So now you're missing your green dot linebacker. You're missing your Micah Parsons, the edge rusher.
Yeah.
And you may or may not get Deron Bland back. We'll see what happens. But That's three significant possible misses and losses for their defense. So, yeah, you should win on to Minnesota.
And the fact, I like the fact, the Lions established their identity. What you did against Seattle, man, yeah. Just, you know, Goff, keep him under 20 attempts and run the ball. Good things will happen to you.
I actually, I'm totally agree with Rico on this. I don't need to be flashy.
Yeah.
Run the damn football.
Yeah.
If please.
Goff, yeah. If Goff hits over 34, 35 attempts,
I don't want it.
You're losing or you've gotten too cute with the offense.
I'm still hoping for a bubble screen to Goff. That's what I'm really looking for. Mobile Goff season 2.0. What if we do like a jailbreak screen? One of them like little tunnel screens to a receiver. A Goff. You can't square him up. He's squirrely.
Here's why I'm going to say no.
No, of course. I'm just pumped up he caught a touchdown pass last week.
Right, because once he lines up as a receiver, he gets treated like a receiver.
This has been a hell of a bit with Mobile Goff season.
It has.
Every week his legs are impactful. David, take a text, then we'll get some football, and then we'll go right back to Tigers ALDS Game 5.
I should be confident with the Lions in Dallas, but I can't help to think about it being Jerry's world and how they get a ton of calls favoring Dallas.
Yeah, but be better. Just be better. Overcome it. Play through it.
It was one game, and now all the Iser bots are going to be scared now. We'll be just fine. The Wings will make the playoffs.
That's why we talked about if or maybe or I can't help some of you. No one's freaking out, but I'm sorry. You open your season on a back-to-back against a team you're going to be competing against for a playoff spot, and they blow your doors out. Oh, and the goaltending and defense is the real problem. Yeah, it's okay to have a one segment, a 4-hour radio show and going, by the way, the next six games are hell on earth. Mm-hmm. Tighten it up or we got a real problem on our hands.
We'll fire this guy, hire another, and if that isn't success, then I am fine with doing away with Steve Yzerman.
Oh, dear God.
Someone else says, Tigers are done. Talk Lions. This voodoo thing is over. Come Monday, please bring up how they lost and will not spin in the offseason.
No,
oh,
no.
Oh, my
no,
gosh.
No. I please, there has to be some space before we do those shows. I beg of you. Because I can already close my eyes and envision the callers on the other end who will mock the idea of spending money and be seduced as if, you know, Trey Sweeney is Trey Turner in his prime, and how we don't need no stinking third baseman or first baseman, and we're going to do chaos all year. I already know my winter is going to be hell.
No.
So can we just avoid it?
It basically boils down to three words at that point. Let Scott cook.
Yeah, I don't do that stuff.
No, not
I didn't,
you.
I didn't do it with Yzerman. I don't do it with Holmes. No, man, we're here to talk sports.
But people do it with Holmes all the time.
They can do that. Go live in that world. Sports is supposed to be fun. You're supposed to be able to talk about it. Come on, man.
You have an agenda, and you're too negative.
My agenda is I want to win.
You're too negative.
Okay. You're right. Hold on. Let me check that Tiger World Series hotline. 40 years. Lions, 70. The Red Wings, it feels like 70. It's really 15. And the Pistons, it's 20. Take that lazy take and blow it out your ass. Win. Not you personally.
No. I was just like, wow, it has been 20 years.
Hey, yeah, hey, Jordan security guard. What do you want from me?
Mike, Rico, every Wing fan is disappointed in Yzerman so far. Every single one. Stevie has one more coaching firing before it lands on him.
We will see. Hey, it's one game. But they have to play good hockey from Jump Street. You don't want to have to need an 18-game rip in February where you're hot as a firecracker. You don't want to have to do what the Tigers just did. You want to be good wire to wire. You want to show real improvement. You want to become a legitimate playoff team, not one of the last teams in. Well, you got 82 games. Here's your first seven. You know, I want to see them play well. That's all.
And to put in perspective, Pistons last win, HDTV had not been invented yet.
Factual. But I'm negative.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.